Look, it's time to go to our fantasy footy expert. We're up to round 11, and he had.
Is he back? Is he?
He had a week off last week.
Yeah, and, spell.
And there was some discussion around our sports room whether we do bring him back because Tom Lynch was very good last week.
He needed to lift, but apparently he has.
Well, exactly, he has. I got a little message that said, "I am back, 2,101 points." Let's welcome him, Josh Jenkins. How are you, Josh?
I'm excellent. Thanks, boys. How are you two?
Have you declared yourself back, JJ?
Yes, I have, actually. Rowie, I've had some health concerns. some errant trading early in the year, but I'm officially back.
Okay, so that was one of the things you mentioned. You said to me, health is happiness. So Robbie Gray back in, Ablett back, Hall back. Got massive scores for you.
Yeah, mate. So over 320 points combined, and that's the baseline for those boys now, I think. Ablett's been a little bit unfairly criticised so far this year. He's still getting 27 touches a game. And if you can continue those numbers, I think he scored about 103 last week. If you can continue those numbers, I'll be very happy because his price has dipped to an all-time low. So it's time to get on Gather Ablett for those that got rid of him or didn't have him to start the year because I think he's ready, he's fit, he's firing, and he's going to carry me towards the finals.
What if you weren't on Taylor Walker? He's back the last 2 weeks. Do you still get him or look at him, Tex?
Yeah, Tex is, I think, one back-to-back scores of 116, yeah. I think it is. Correct me if I'm wrong. But he's, even when there were some queries on his form, he was still marking the ball six or seven times. He just has that natural ability to take, half a dozen marks every game. And last week, high numbers, 18 disposals, 10 marks, and he kicked the 5 goals. And He's a quality forward, so he's going to continue to get his looks. Guys like he and Josh Kennedy from West Coast, they're not great fantasy scorers, but they get a lot more of the ball than most key forwards. So there is some potential there for Big Tex and Kennedy.
JJ, you must be back because we've got some interaction. Bill from Ethelton has a question for you. Bill, here's JJ.
Yes, JJ, I want to know whether you're keeping half an eye on the buys. The buys coming up for the next 3 weeks because every year I play fantasy footy, I get hammered in the buys. I haven't got enough players each time.
Yeah, you're spot on. It can be a bit of a season wreck of the buys. And I think just the one this year, is that right, Bix? You're the man
no,
on the fixture?
No, they're spread out over 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
Think you're
they're
fine.
Still spread out, sorry. Yeah, okay, so going to continue
weeks,
to haunt
sorry.
Us that little that setup. So this is the week, I guess, because the boys are going to be upon us quick. So you've got to actually sit down on your computer and do a little bit of homework and work out. Just concede that you're not going to have a full side every week, but can you pinch a win or can you pinch two wins out of those 3 weeks? Because we all go through the same thing. It's not like some fantasy players are on buys and some aren't. So we're all going to experience the same issues. You just got to try and eke out a couple of wins in that time.
Well, thank goodness Bill rang us up. I would have thought maybe a heads up from our expert maybe a week or two ago that we're about to enter into the bye period.
Well, there are still some games to be played this weekend and even next, I believe, before the bye start, Baz.
Yeah, but still.
Round 13, 14, 15.
A little heads up would have been nice.
I have been a little bit caught up in my own performance. Mark, to be worried about everyone else, so I do apologise.
Hang on, Bill's not finished yet, JJ. Bill, another question?
No, we're all good. I just want to keep an eye on the buys. If I go hard in week one and hopefully get a win then, someone else beats me with a better squad and then I try and go hard week three and someone else beats me, it's just very tough on the buys.
Okay, thanks.
It is. That's part of the game, I suppose, Bill. I'm about 1-1-9 on the season, so the buys are coming at a good time for me because I might be able to pinch a couple.
Okay, now they say you can't buy experience, but you did. You got McVay, Bartell, and Simpson into your defence.
Disagree with that statement. I think you can actually, especially in the in fantasy circles, but you can buy experience. Those three you mentioned: Jimmy Bartell, Cade Simpson from Carlton, and Jared McVay. They've just solidified my defensive unit. I really had a lot of young guys and. Michael Hartley and McDonald, Tip and Woody from Essendon. I've tipped a few of those guys out who made me a bit of cash and have allowed me to afford Jimmy Bartell and Simpson and McVay. I nearly purchased James Kelly. I think we mentioned him 2 weeks ago, the last time I was on. He's been rested this week, so a little bit of foresight from myself, Baz.
Now, Taylor Adams has done a hammy. We've got a text from a listener here. Should he trade in Jack Stephen? Would that be smart?
Oh, that would be very smart. Jack Stevens, an excellent ball winner. Breaks the line, kicks the ball a lot as well. Not one of those midfielders that likes to handball and score low points. So he's a kicker and he's a good tackler as well. And they obviously score plenty of points. He does cost you. He will cost you a little bit of money, but certainly worth worth his value. And hopefully he doesn't go too well this weekend. But he's generally around that 100 mark.
Okay, and what about the skipper? It's such an important pick or selection that you have. You had a good score last week. You must have had a good skipper by the sound of it.
I did. I had. I piggybacked on Big Max Gorn last week. I saw he had a bit of a size advantage over poor Jackson Trengo from Port. Chucked a C on him up in Alice Springs, and boy, he delivered. He dropped 284.
Oh, boy.
Any wonder I got over 2,000. He 142, and then double that with the captaincy. So, yeah, certainly handy. And he may come into some consideration again because I'm not sure there's a lot on offer tomorrow night down in Hobart, I think the game is.
Yeah, it is. JJ's back, our AFL fantasy expert. Well, we got you. NBA playoffs, Cleveland or Golden State?
Oh, exciting. This is so exciting. Head says Golden State. To come back from that 1-3 series deficit against Oklahoma was phenomenal. Truly was phenomenal. And even twice in games 5 and 6, I think they were down double digits and came back in both matches. They're just phenomenal. Side, but I want to see Matthew Dellavedova and LeBron. I want to see them win a ring for Cleveland. I actually was doing a little bit of research for my ESPN stuff, and it's been 159 combined sporting seasons since Cleveland's last major sports title. That goes across baseball, NFL, and basketball.
Wow. Well, I follow
159 seasons.
I've got the Cleveland Browns on my team in the NFL, not having a lot of luck. Johnny Manziel. Let's talk to you about your ESPN work. Now, you wrote an article about the bonus point. Now, how was that received by and large?
Yeah, look, not too well.
Exactly, JJ.
Have a listen to this, because we talked to Lee Matthews. Now, he's a thinker. He's a real thinker in the game. This is what he had to say.
Yeah, I like him as a player, but I don't like that idea at all.
gee, it was even worse when I actually heard it. I did read the quote on your Twitter page last night. Yeah. I thought, maybe he didn't quite think it through, but he really hit that one on the head, didn't he?
Well, it didn't stop there, because your coach was asked about the press conference today.
I think we're getting that without having to necessarily go with bonus points. I think the amount of changes in the game now, it'd be nice just to let the game settle and let us play and go from there.
I'd suggest you stay with AFL Fantasy, JJ.
No, I'm gonna stick with that one. It probably would have been a far more relevant topic maybe 2 years ago when teams like Fremantle were dominating by scoring 70. But I didn't have the platform at ESPN 2 years ago, so I've had to wait my turn to come up with it. And Bix is throwing me under the bus a little bit here, because I'm of the belief he actually helped me out with that idea. So.
Oh, please.
So I appreciate Bix, that. Own up.
What I'm happy to do, I'm happy if they really float to own up to it, but if they end up going down the toilet, I'm not putting my name anywhere near it,
that's
Josh.
That's exactly right. JJ...
It was worth a shot.
That's the way we roll.
We don't want to put you on the spot. There's no news. We're getting a lot of news that Scotty Thompson's being rested tomorrow. Now, you can answer that any way you like, but can you hit it on the head or?
Well, I can't hit it on the head. I got no idea. That as of 3:30 p.m. when I left West Lakes today, the coaches were about 90 minutes into what I presume is a 3 or 4 hour match committee. So I don't think that they were. We've got some walkthroughs and some structures and meetings and that tomorrow morning. So I doubt that they would have made that decision. Yeah?
We're getting a lot of texts and emails. Thanks for that, JJ. And just before we do let you go, mate here, Bix, has a onesie. He wears a onesie, JJ.
Yeah, I've got no doubt. I saw that Tori also on Twitter confirmed that. So photo's the next logical step.
Yep. I'd like to see. Oh, I'm just looking at it now.
It's a Winnie the Pooh onesie.
Someone's holding that up.
It's a Winnie the Pooh onesie, JJ.
Well, what I'd like to see is some sort of perspective. You need to put a matchbox or something like that, because that would be my son's, who's about 5 or 6 years of age. That is not mine, Tori. Thank you for that.
Have a good one, Joshy.
Thanks, guys. I'll see you next week with another 2,000 plus.
Good man. Josh Jenkins, AFL fantasy expert.